Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Every August, a fall folk meeting is held at the Danabo Folk High School in Tyler, Minnesota. Folk High School, that for anyone who has a Danish background, does conjure up a very important kind of educational system. It was, after all, the Elkhorn Folk High School that was the first Danish folk high school in America and thrived from 1878 until the early years of the 20th century. And there were five other folk high schools established across the United States, one of them in Tyler, Minnesota in 1888. That folk high school continues to exist, and the buildings there, a small campus, are a wonderful place to gather and to carry on the tradition of the folk high school experience. However, it is not a folk high school experience in the traditional sense, because the folk high schools met throughout the academic year, through much of the winter into the spring, and had summer courses, and as they do in Denmark today. But now the folk high school in Tyler is a space where people gather, and where during the summers there are family camps, and then in August a fall folk meeting. And that fall folk meeting reflects the traditions of the folk high schools, because at the meeting there are individuals, some of them academics, others interested people who have had experiences that they are willing to share. There are storytellers, and then, of course, there are people who love to sing. In fact, that's almost a requirement, that you love to sing when you participate in a fall folk meeting at the Danabo Folk High School, or indeed at any folk high school. One of Grundtvig's insights, and the man who founded the folk high school movement, really, or was the inspiration, was a man by the name of N.F.S. Grundtvig. I don't have time to talk about him at length, but one of Grundtvig's insights was that people singing together really feel a sense of companionship and oneness, and that is part of the learning experience. And so those who gather for the fall folk meeting at the Danabo Folk High School in Tyler do sing. They sing in the morning, they sing at midday, and they sing in the evening before the folk dancing, and that's a whole nother story. But the folk high school at Tyler did thrive as a traditional folk high school beginning in 1888, as I indicated, and classes met through the 20s, less often during the 30s. But then in 1943, a Danish-American pastor, Enoch Mortensen, was called to serve the parish there in Tyler, the Danish Lutheran parish there in Tyler. And one of his aims was to restore the folk high school and to restore something of that tradition. And so in 1946, individuals began to meet, and over the course of a week would hear lectures from different academics. There would be story time from people who were just great storytellers. And, of course, there was the singing and dancing. And then I have to add the eating as well. Because over the years since 1946, the community has hosted this fall folk meeting. And I have to say, the individuals who prepare the food, and many of them are women who work at the local schools in the cafeteria, prepare wonderful meals, often with Danish-inspired dishes. And so a meeting at the fall folk meeting each August, and this year it's from August 17th through the 21st, is an intellectual experience, but it is also a full experience of singing and listening, of dancing and fellowship. And so I would invite and encourage individuals to look into the fall folk meeting at the Dana Bow Folk High School in Tyler, Minnesota. You can learn more about that at the museum, www.danishmuseum.org, or you can go online and search Dana Bow Folk High School, and you will find information. Thank you.